Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 44, and we're talking about society's programming in the view of marriage and kids. This episode is proudly sponsored by Middies, and I will talk a bit more about them later on. So, society's programming in the form of marriage and kids. So I've done a whole other episode on society's programming, but I really wanted to focus on marriage and kids. So if you don't know me, I got married last year and I don't currently have any kids. But from a very, very early age, it was kind of my goal to get married and have kids. I didn't see anything else for myself. I actually had a supervisor ask me, you know, what do you see yourself doing with your career? And I'm like, well, I'm going to finish my apprenticeship, get married and have kids, because I was going to be 19 when I finished my apprenticeship, you know, get married early 20s and then have kids. And that's what my life was. That's what I thought. That's what I had seen other women do. I had always been told, like, even though I would go motorbike riding with the boys, my dad's friends would take their sons, my dad would take me and my brother because I was the oldest, and then I was really into motorbikes, so we would all go. And because I could fix motorbikes and cook and clean, everyone else could cook and clean too, but I was just sick of it, so I would just do it, meant that I was going to be a good wife one day. And that, you know, at the time was like, oh, that's a compliment, I'm going to be good at something. But then it was holding me back from thinking about my career. The reason why I want to talk about this is because we might be subconsciously holding ourselves back because of society's programming. I know for me, thinking about having kids was thinking about, like, how my career goes on. But I had never really sat and reflected on the fact, like, do I actually want kids? And even that, like, having that conversation, people are like, of course you're going to want to have kids. You know, if you don't have kids, then you're going to regret it. And that had been what I had been told. But in my mind, I was thinking, like, now I think, like, especially the last year or two when, you know, me, I'm, like, I'm getting closer to 30, I'm turning 28 this year. And, you know, my husband got brain surgery last year, so a lot of health issues for him are clearing up now. And, you know, we're saving money. What type of house do we want to have? This will impact if, you know, if we're having kids or not. That's currently what I'm doing now. I'm questioning, do I want kids? Because I don't want to bring a person into this world and regret having them. I know people, like, the most common thing that people say that I've heard personally is that if you don't have kids, you'll regret it. But what about if I have kids and I regret it? Then there's a whole human that I regret making, and I do not want that for a child if I do have them. So we want to dismantle this. The reason why I'm talking about this, I know I got into my story straight away, but I don't want it to hold you back from your situation. Things that you just assume are normal, are they actually what you want? So for a bit of background, I am second generation Australian. My grandparents moved over from Malta. I grew up in a very Maltese community. All my parents' friends are Maltese. The area that I live in is, like, there's a lot of Maltese in the area. Growing up, it, you know, like I said, I used to go motorbike riding with my dad. All of those boys were Maltese. And they would say that the wife comment. And then, you know, we'd go to church on the weekend. A lot of Maltese there, you know, and then church, you know, the Catholic kind of society, yeah, you know, we know that they go towards having kids and, you know, woman's purpose and all that kind of thing. It wasn't like a very culty church, it was pretty standard, but that was the theme, you know, of church. But it's just really sitting and reflecting, okay, this is society's programming, but is it what I want or not? And neither option is bad. Getting married, having kids, and wanting to be mum, not bad. But is it what you chose? And if it is what you choose, then awesome. But if it isn't what you choose and you spend your life regretting the decision, is that really worth it? Okay, now how does this impact traits? You can and can't. But like I said, I had that situation. But even when I was younger, when I finished my apprenticeship, I was so lost. I was like, what do I do with my life now? I was supposed to be married and pushing out kids. Like, I hadn't thought ahead at all because that's what I thought my life was going to be. And, you know, it wasn't at that current time. And I had situations that made me start to, you know, second guess the way that, you know, the world that I had grown up worked. Like, I had had two Maltese boyfriends. I had one in my second year, who was actually embarrassed to be seen with me in public because I was too masculine. So I went out with him for a year. So that really killed my confidence and started to feed some of my mental health struggles and, you know, the stories that I told myself. And then when I was a fourth year, there was this guy, and, you know, when I was a fourth year, I was 19, and it was just like head over heels. And it was kind of like, it's now I'm looking back at it, like referencing the shame episode as well. Like looking back at it, it was so ridiculous. Like when I talk to people, I'm like, oh my God. But he was a second year carpenter. I was a fourth year mechanic. And he was like, yeah, you know, we're awesome together. This is great. You know, you'll move into an office job at your work. So then you know how to do paperwork and all that kind of stuff. So when I finish my apprenticeship and I start my business, you can do the paperwork for me. And that's just, I was like, yeah, cool. Sounds like a good plan. Because, you know, that fit in with that plan that I had at the time of apprenticeship, get married, have kids. And then after that, he left me. Thank God, because I wouldn't have left him because my head was in the clouds, but it shook the world and it was, thank God. And then I was single for a fair while and I was, you know, going on with my career. I was still being a mechanic. I moved workplaces and then I started going out with another mechanic. He was younger than me. I don't know if it's relevant or not in this story, but personality traits are personality traits and society is society. But I was quite young still as well, and just having conversations with him, like, he was super supportive, he was lovely, best person, like, I still want the world for him, but he had his own society's programming as well, because, you know, I had gotten to this point where, like, I want to work, I want to do my life, I want to have my own thing, like, I don't want to just be here for you, which is what I had been raised and thought, but he would say things like, yeah, you know, like, go out, have a job. And I would be like, okay, so if I am working late, would you cook dinner? And he's like, no. And I'd be like, cool, so would you do washing if I've got a big project on? And he'd be like, no. I'm like, would you pick the kids up from school? No. So he was saying, I support you, go have a job, awesome, keep working. I don't expect you to stop working when we get married, if we get married. But it's kind of like, okay, for me to be able to have a job, it needs to be like a two-person team, like all that stuff outside of, but from the way that he was talking, it sounded like all of that stuff that would happen wouldn't be a team effort, which, you know, obviously raised some alarm bells for me. So, you know, that relationship ended, you know, had a few months off boys, a few months, like a bit of time off boys. And then now I'm currently going out and currently with my husband. And we got married last year, and that was a whole thing for me as well, because there's a lot of society's programming about what a wedding would be, especially with an ethnic background. I ended up having 22 people at my wedding. I took 2 months to organize it. It wasn't, like, in the sense, it didn't feel rushed to me. We had been engaged for a year. Rob was finally getting able, like, my husband was finally doing testing for his brain surgery, for epilepsy, so we were spending a lot of time in hospital. He had a surgical test. We got out of the surgical test. The next step was actually them removing part of his brain if it was to go ahead. And if they weren't removing part of his brain, it would just be him having seizures forever, which wasn't really an ideal process. So in the scheme of things, looking from the outside, our wedding seemed quote-unquote rushed because we organized it in 2 months because we wanted to do it before his brain surgery, but we had already been engaged for quite a while. And I had 22 people there. I didn't invite cousins. I didn't do that. And I didn't really feel too bad about it because there were some things that had kind of raised eyebrows for me and got me questioning, you know, everyone's like, family's important, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, bro, we were in hospital And the people from my life coaching course messaged me more than my family did. I do have a few people who contacted me. And, you know, I love everyone. You know, people were busy, all that kind of thing. But we needed people there for us. And the people that were there for me weren't my family. So they kind of fed into my decision as well. And, you know, society's programming about what family means, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so this is a bit of a ramble about me and society's programming and family and marriage and kids and whatever. So, really, society had programmed me to think what marriage would be like for me. Society programmed to think what my wedding would be like for me. Society, you know, just programmed me to what to expect from my life when I was older. And unless we sit and question, is that what we want? It'll just play out because that's what we're looking at. And often this can kind of pop up as the feeling as not being fulfilled, being a bit confused, a bit unsatisfied by achieving goals, because they might not be your goals. They might be goals that have been programmed into you by other people. And, you know, if the programmed goals are what you actually want, then go for it. There's nothing against getting married, having kids, doing your husband's paperwork or your partner's paperwork, team effort, that kind of thing. If that is what you want, that is amazing. But whatever you do, make sure it's what you want. I am in this position currently where I'm having the kids versus no kids. I'm not set either way, but I'm really looking at what it will mean for me in my life. All I know for sure right now is I don't want to half-ass bring a human into this world. That's just my opinion. And if that helps you, if that's some wording that you want to use, because I know no one had ever spoken to me like that. No one said, are you for sure want to have kids? And if you don't have any. They were like, oh, you know, you might just be a bit nervous, have them anyway, and then you'll love them. Like, you know, that might be the way that it works for a lot of people, but I know that's not the way that it works for everyone. Okay. I'm sorry, I ramble, but I'm very passionate and I really want everyone to think about what they want for themselves, because I want you to go down the path that you want for you. You be awesome in the way that you want to be awesome. Like, I'm like, I have fists, I'm like passionate, I'm like, you need to be awesome in your own way, please. Whether it's getting married and having 5 kids, whether it's having kids on your own, whether it's having no kids, whether, you know, whatever type of relationship you want, whether it's being married to your work, make sure it is what you want and powerfully pick that path for yourself. All right, I'm gonna get off my high horse. I really wanted to let that out to some amazing ears and to hopefully get you guys thinking about what you want and making sure that the path is what you want to take. So, like I said before, this episode is proudly sponsored by Midis. Another socially programmed thing that women have on them is the type of underwear we wear, but Midis is a practical and stylish women's boxer briefs. They're super comfy. If you have problems with chafing, definitely recommend. If you have problems getting wedgies, definitely would recommend the Midis underwear. I live in them. I literally brought one pair and then did a bulk buy and threw out all my other underwear, but that's just me. I do have a discount code. It's Louise as a party and you get 10% off. I also have a link in the show notes if you'd like to use that. But really, have an amazing day. You are awesome. I believe in you. You are enough. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you.